What's up? What's up, beautiful people all over the world? And thank you for tuning in to 305 Radio, a part of 305 Magazine on your number one underground station, MiamiUndergroundRadio.com. I'm your girl, Dre Mav, and you can catch me on the gram at 305_Brownie.
What up? What up? This is George, 305 Magazine. And guys, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have a special guest, one of the multi-talented individuals in Miami. This gentleman has a, he's a rapper.
I do.
He does rap.
I do rap.
And you're also dabbling in acting.
A bit of that.
Mr. D.U. Ivan, give it up.
Not D.U.I. Ivan.
D.U.I. Ivan, man, that's horrible.
Every time she does it to me, every single time. Not D.U.I. Ivan.
She adds a few.
Who was it that did that to me, that we're getting it from? Because I remember that happened.
Probably
a while back. It might have been you.
It's been
a few people have done that. It's like, my name isn't I Ivan. It's just Ivan, D-U, Ivan. Don't underestimate Ivan. Just one I swear. Well, hey, guys, thanks for having me. What's up?
Hey. Welcome.
I mean, welcome to the show. I know you've been in the studio a few times.
Of course, I'm always happy to come, man. I feel the love every time I come. Thanks for the invite.
Dope. I'm glad you came by. And I cheated, man. I forewarned him.
He forewarned me. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
About the 16. I had to.
But
we're going to jump into
that. I don't know why he did that either, but
I know. Listen,
we're
going
to talk about that off air.
Listen, we'll talk about that off air. I'll probably catch you on one.
I prefer that. So I don't curse.
I mean, you need to curse.
I always curse.
I mean, if you need to curse.
I don't need to.
I mean.
But you always tell me to rap, and it's like a freestyle. And like, if I freestyle, I'm probably going to curse. But if you give me a little bit of time, you know, I'll write something for you guys. And you should feel special.
I mean, we feel special already.
We are special.
Because you are special.
Listen, Dre.
But I wrote
something. I'm taking the reins on this.
I'm really busy right now. You guys know. You guys kind of know how busy I am right now.
Yeah, man. I took
the time to write some bars for you guys because I love you guys and because I always spit freestyles and curse when Dre asks me not to curse.
I appreciate that. But more importantly, let's dive into this, man.
Talk to me.
For one of the things I like about you, man, is that you hustle like there's no tomorrow. I mean, like, when I first met you, you were part of another group, your mother's favorite.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Shout out to Delix and Bundy.
Delix Buenos.
And, I mean, it was a good band, and then you separated. Every artist went their own way.
These things
happen. And now, man, since then, you put out your first album soon after.
It was like right after. I think the first project I did, my own project, was 2012. Mm-hmm. I think that's the first project I did. I put out three so far as a solo artist. I took a little break though because I had some family stuff and whatnot. And like you said, I was concentrating on acting a little bit. But I put out, like, 2012 was the first one, and then I believe a year after that, 2013, I put out. Or was it 2014? I think it might have been 2014. I put out I Do What I Want Volume 1. And then 17, I put out I Do It on Volume 2, Confessions of a Stoner. So I've been trying to and a bunch of singles in between, but like, yeah, I think the first one I put out was like, so I've only put out like three and a bunch of singles, but still, I feel like it's not enough. But I appreciate the credit, man. Like, I try to work hard. I try to give it all I got.
And a lot of people, they don't realize what I mean, or they wouldn't understand what I mean by a lot of hard work. And what I mean by that is, regardless what event you go to, hip-hop event, you're going to find your ass next.
Straight up,
shout out to DBD.
Yeah, DBD.
Because I went to a DBD event, and you're out of left field. Homie shows up. He's like, yo, what do you need? I got hats, shirts, grinders, super grinders, this, that. Yo, homie was stacked, man. So it's one of those things where, and you printed shirts, and you've been active as an artist. That's... For me, you know, being on this side of the table, I would rather see an artist hustle as hard as you, because regardless where you land, you can't knock your hustle. You know what I mean? And that, a lot of artists, man, they lack the hustle and they think they have the music.
Yeah.
But regardless what you have, you're gonna find your crowd. You're gonna find your niche. You're gonna land. But you gotta hustle, and that's one of the things I like about you, man. That's you don't
yeah,
you don't
we
stop.
Like about you.
Thanks, guys.
I'm gonna plead the fifth on Dre.
Dre is a liar. No, man, I really appreciate it. And it's funny how you say think they got the music, because it's very true. So many cats think they got the music. So many people are just lost in their own vibe, and they forget how good it feels to just create, and that you gotta like wipe that away when you're actually looking at your music and just listening to your stuff.
Yeah.
Like I'm about to put out like 3 projects. In the next year, I'm going to put out 3 projects, right? I think last time I came, I gave you a couple tracks. One from the new project. I have another project coming out that's going to be all short songs.
Called I Got Some Exclusives.
Oh, and then you that's right. We hung out.
I want this on record. Is this recording?
Yeah, okay. We hung out like not too long after the interview, and I'm like, yo, you want to hear some shit? I'm going to show you some shit.
Yo.
And then she, she's like, that's the one. I'm using my right. That's the one you're gonna show on my show. I know excuses. That's the one. I'm like, all right.
There's a couple, but there's just one.
He sounded just like you,
right? Verbatim, right? I didn't even try. I
was everything. Like, perfect.
But yeah, man. Like a lot of guys, a lot of these people just don't realize how good it feels to put out music, and it's hard to separate yourself from the craft, man. And I feel like, you know, suggestion to any artist, anybody trying to make it happen, dude, like, show your friends, and if they're saying they don't like it, don't call them haters. Be like, why don't you like it? You know what I mean? Like because a lot of people like to dismiss it. Oh, you're just hating. No, it might suck, dude. Like, and I had to go, it's real, bro. And I had to go through a lot of that myself, man. Like, personally, like, I feel like I'm pretty damn good at what I do, and I don't think I always was. I just think I always knew I was gonna be. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what that hustle shows, bro.
Real talk.
That's like what I'm talking about.
I just knew that I was going to, so I just kept working till I was there. And I feel like I'm there now, and it's just getting better. But you just got to be real with yourself, man, and be like, all right, I'm pretty dope, but there's a lot of dudes that are better than me. And it's like, I still got to work harder. And there's nothing fucking wrong with that. And I feel like no matter how high you get, you got to keep that mentality. Amen. You know what I mean? No matter how dope you are, you got to keep that. You always got to get better. And I'm like, I don't care if you're Kanye. Like, and that's why Kanye is fucking up right now. Because he stopped with that shit. He stopped trying to get better. He stopped trying to compete with himself and the other people, bro.
Poopy scoop.
Poop soup. That's what poop I call him. Yeah.
Poopy scoop.
It's a crap crepe. That's what I call that.
Crap.
That's what I call that. But no, but and that was like one of my big, most influential people. Like Kanye was like one of the biggest people who was like, oh, yeah, someone that does, wears multiple hats like me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you make beats.
Precisely. I started making beats. I made beats before I rap. Okay. And I started rapping because I always wanted to do it and I thought I could do it. And then I was like, bro, I know I can rap better than half these cats trying to take my beats. Like, you know what I mean? Straight up. Like, a lot of these dudes would be like, yo, I'm almost dope. And I'm like, yeah, but you're not. I don't want you on this. I would never tell them like that, because a lot of these dudes were like people I was cool with, and I would never want to hurt somebody or discourage somebody, but that's just how I felt inside.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, yo, man, I know I could do better, so let me put my money, you know, my money in my mouth is and actually do it. And then I just started developing as I went.
Gotcha. I mean, how'd you get into acting?
Bro, acting I've been doing since I'm a wee lad. So, like, when I was a kid, we had a little money, right, when my parents were together, right? My dad was a doctor, and my mom was, like, just, like, housewife type shit, right? So they had paper. So it's, like, keep your kids out of the house, right? And I was always real active and shit. So acting, guitar, all that stuff.
Play guitar?
No. They took me out because I was a little kid. Here's the thing, bro. Parents, your kid complains about some shit, don't just say okay and take him out of it, bro. You're gonna turn him into a quitter, man. You gotta, you know what I mean? You gotta teach him. I'm 5 years old, I don't know what it takes, you know what I mean? So it's like, but nah, like, I always was into acting, and I've been a freak for film since I was a kid. But like, music and acting, arts, always called to me. And then because of music, with YMF and stuff, I met a lot of directors, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, music video directors, and just like Garcia and Jokes and all these cats, right? And then just like, you know, planting seeds. I was just like, oh, I'm an actor too. Just like, by the way, you know what I mean? And then, bro, planting those seeds worked, because a lot of these guys would call me up just for acting stuff. And I'm like, oh, word.
Dope.
And then because I just kept getting called for acting stuff, I just decided to pursue it harder and get an agent. And then...
Mm-hmm. He's started. Even going into voice talent now.
Yes, I is.
Wow.
Yes, I is. I had a lot of fun at the last audition I did for hers. I got to do Voldemort. That nice. Was dope. I had to do it. A dude from 300. That was dope.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's my fun. Yeah, I love acting, man. Like, I love the art. I love that stuff, dude. Like, those are my books. That's like my escape. That's like after a long day, dude, roll a joint and put on some movies and I'm good. Like I'm easy to please.
I'm with you, man.
Straight up.
That's definitely dope. That's definitely dope. Now, when you were doing let's take a few steps back here. Now, I know you were working with a few different production groups.
Oh yeah. I mean, Miami B-Wave is my partner and my brother, so I mean production groups, nah, I just like as a producer, I appreciate outside production. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not one of these guys that needs to produce all his own ish. Like, as a matter of fact, I love working with other producers because, you know, it's like a different source of inspiration. It's like something you weren't ready for and it hits you in a different way. And then you start thinking differently and your mind starts rhyming differently. It's because of somebody else's vibe. So I love working with producers. Right now I'm working with a few. Excuse me. I'm working with B-Wave, of course. Mm-hmm. That's my brethren. And then I got Chris Dean, who's another really dope local producer who you guys should have on here if you haven't on here. Along with B-Wave. Everyone I'm about to tell you should be on the show. Like, I'm dead ass.
Apparently, we're pulling out the calendar.
Yeah, yeah. They're all beasts. So, like, you need to talk to all these guys. Chris Dean's working with a lot of people. B-Wave's working with a lot of people. My boys, Forrest Bumps.
Forrest Bumps.
Yeah, is that not the coolest name?
No,
yeah.
I mean, that's a straight up 80s name.
Forrest
right there,
bro. Bumps, bro. That's my peeps. So those guys, that one that you like, that's them. The two of the tracks, that's them. Let's see. I just started working with this dude, Naked Viking, who's a monster. He actually has voice talent too.
Yes.
He auditioned for them. He is a beast. I'm pretty sure like at least four tracks from him and like at least two of them are singles. So like
all I know is I got a fire exclusive.
That's all she cares about, ladies and gentlemen. I got the exclusive.
But yeah, if I vibe with a producer, man, I tend to latch onto them. I tend to be like, hey, let's hang out tomorrow.
What are you doing tonight?
What are you doing? You busy? Yeah, I'll be over there. I'll be over in 10. I'm outside. Yeah, for real. So like I'll do that and I'll just like I'll squeeze that fruit till it's dry. Like, give me more beats. I don't have any more. You're useless to me. You're dead to me now. Come on, you have more beats. No. But yeah, I'm really lucky, man. I'm really lucky. A lot of these guys are so talented, and they're working with me on the strength, and it's just like I'm so, so blessed right now.
Dope, man. That's good to hear. Now, what do you have? Name these three projects.
Oof. Okay. Well, all right, one for sure is called Lightwork. All the songs are under 3 minutes. I'm gonna bust a bunch of them are like hook verse hook, like quick in out done. Like and it's just really vibey, really really good. Like I'm pretty sure it's not gonna be longer than like 30 minutes.
Wow.
Really quick. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna knock it out and it's like I already have like half of it done and I'm going through a bunch of my stuff and like. Because I'm the type that I believe art is timeless, real art. So any song I have unreleased, I'll keep them all together, no matter how old or new they are. Mm-hmm. And I'll just put them together based on vibes.
Gotcha.
So like a lot of times I'll have a project out that all the songs are like 2 years old, but you'll never know. You know what I mean? You think they're brand new, but they're not. They're 2 years old. They just weren't ready yet or the vibe wasn't right. You know what I mean? And then boom, now they find two other songs that I just made and then it puts it all together.
Gotcha.
It's very, I do not force my art. That's why sometimes it takes a little longer between. But now I have so much music and it's all good that I'm going to put out.
It's all good.
Yeah, because you have to, like I said before, you have to be honest with yourself, man. It's like, yo, that's dope to me, but that might not be dope to a lot of people.
I heard the new project and it's good, man.
Thanks,
bro. Got the Dre Mo stamp on it.
I mean, thanks. Dre is just all about this exclusivity.
Yeah, no, she got hooked up. Like, she got hooked up.
I really did.
She came by for the gift pack for that. Who won that? I never saw the pictures. I want to see that.
That was a Daily Dose of Diesel who won.
Daily Dose of Diesel. Shout out to Daily Dose of Diesel. I hope you're enjoying your Still Dreaming gear.
Yeah, it's a dope hat. Dope shirt.
What's up with the Still Dreaming?
What's up with it?
Tell me all about it.
I mean, it came from a song.
It's its own entity.
It is its own entity at this point. It came from a song. I was looking for a name for my collective for just like all my merchandise and all my things like that. And I wanted something that represented me, and the song was kind of playing while I was going through this, and I was like, man, this is like the epitome of me, still dreaming, chasing your dreams, you know what I mean, chasing who you want to be instead of what people tell you you're supposed to be. Like, that's just so me. So I kind of ran with that, and then funny enough, the emblem came because I was thinking of a chain. How funny is that? I wanted a cool chain, but not like a. I know. Hey, I'm being honest. I don't care. Because my style is different. Most people are very shout out and like blingy and like. I'm like, bro, if I ever had cash and I actually got myself like a little thin, little clean, little chain, I would want an emblem.
This man just said a little chain.
A little thin chain.
You just got both fists. I put both fists on each side of his neck and said little chain.
But I'm a big guy. So it's like, I'm thinking, you know, like a nice Cuban link or even thinner than that. And then like something thin and classy. And I was trying to think of a cool emblem that represented Still Dreaming. And then I thought of this, the guy sleeping with disease. And I was like, bro, that would be the illest, thin, classy, not gaudy, not shout out. Like, you know, some of these guys got like, you know.
That has a lot of detail, though. That's going to be pretty pricey.
I mean, I'm not a scientist. It's a stick figure with Z's. I mean, I guess it's all about perspective.
I can see that as a big medallion.
Yeah, I can make a huge. Yo, of course, I could if I wanted.
You could do a Flavor Flav watch.
No.
Type of medallion.
No.
He's like, no. I love it.
Next
but no.
question.
Oh shit! All right, but see, it has taken a life of its own.
It has. It's funny enough, man. I go to the shows and I'll set up a merch table, and bro, people will just ask, "What's that?" Not even caring about anything DUI, but like, fuck the music. Like, what's this? And it's like, I'm a musician too. It's like, yeah, cool. But what's this? And so I've loved it, man. Like a lot of times before shows, when people come to the merch table before shows, I feel like that's the brand speaking for itself. So I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of it's taking a little life of its own, like you said. Good. So yeah.
Speaking of merch and shows and things.
Things and shows and merch.
Are you going on tour soon?
Oh, that. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this.
A tour?
So I'm going on a nationwide tour with Mayday. The folks.
Shout out to Mayday.
At Mayday Music.
Who's Mayday?
My Brad drink.
I'm kidding.
You are fired.
Fired.
You are fired. Get away.
Technical difficulties.
Someone call the cops.
Now I'm going to.
Someone call the cops. Someone in 2 days.
A word from our sponsors. Mayday or my Brad drink, they're one of the staples in Miami. They're one of the dopest live acts I've ever seen. And they just happen to be my homies as well. They are really talented cats. Shout out to Strange Music, who they're signed to. And yeah, man, I'm just extremely excited. I did the small Florida run in the summer with them. Spring, summer, when it was like end of spring,
whatever
beginning of summer,
it.
Whatever
Miami,
you call it.
Miami summer.
Sprummer.
Sprummer.
You're welcome. I did that. You're welcome. So we did that. We did that little tour, and bro, like, I always knew I was gonna fall in love with the road, man. But I had no idea that it was gonna be like that. And we did, like, it was a really quick impromptu tour, and I just freaked out with just like the love that I got. And bro, some of these tours weren't even like crazy tours because it was a last minute tour. So some of them weren't crazy shows, but bro, like. Is like, let's just say the smallest show we had, I probably got triple the love of any show I've done here in Miami.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's crazy because it's like, it just puts things in perspective.
Absolutely.
And so many people that I've worked with and know that are musicians and that have left the city say the same thing, but you don't feel it until you leave.
And I'm walking out and I'll be back in a few minutes.
Yo, they all do it. They always say it. They like, yo, Miami, no love. No love at all.
That's what sucks about it.
Bro, I go to like Lakeland and they're like, oh my God, can you sell my shirt, bro? Can you like buy everything you've ever made? And it's like, I'm like, bro, I love you. I was gonna clone you, bro. A million of you guys. My family would be straight. Yo, my family would be straight. All my endeavors would be done. Like, wow. It's like, so it means like, so after that experience. And it happened at every show, bro. Like, at every show, I got that kind of love. And I was like, wow, Miami sucks, one. And I love Miami. But it's like, for some reason, you guys suck. Facts are facts.
You know, it's like you have sports towns. Mm-hmm. Miami's not a music town.
Yeah, like, that's what it is.
We can perform. You can have it. But the crowd is not, it's not there for you.
It's really not, bro.
At all.
And like, it's crazy because, like, I've seen big acts and it's still not even that crazy the love that they get. You know what I mean? Like, and it's true, you go anywhere else. Like, I go to Revolution. I used to go to Revolution all the time, right? And bro,
the atmosphere there is just insane. And it's 45 minutes away, man. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's just it's like a different place. It's a whole different world.
You cross from Dade to
Broward and stuff. Yeah, it's just different.
It's a whole different world.
So, I mean, I fell in love with the atmosphere. I fell in love with the vibe. And I'm like, bro, if I really want to do what I need to do with this music thing, I got to travel this country, bro. Because I need to see how how the world responds to me, or how the country responds to me. And then the world, you know what I mean? But yeah, I'm doing that. We start September 8th. About awesome. 41 dates, I believe. I'm so excited. Shout out Mayday.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Shout out Mayday. Congratulations.
Don't they start here, by the way?
Yes, the first show is September the 8th at Blackbird Ordinary. Yes, yes. StrangeMusicVIP.com for tickets.
StrangeMusicVIP.com.
Yes.
That's dope, man. I'm really happy about that, man.
Thanks, bro.
Like you said, a lot of these shows, you don't have a big crowd. But to see that you've opened up for a lot of artists.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to DJ Heron.
Yeah, Heron. Shouts to Heron, shouts to Nasty.
I mean, and you have all these you have a lot of great artists coming down. You get the opportunity to open up for them. Mm-hmm. And it's not all the time you see artists go from opening up for the local acts, for the acts that are coming down. But it's rare to see these same acts leave the city touring. It's usually they get pissed off and say, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah.
and they go, you know, follow some other aspirations somewhere else. But
yeah, I know a lot of those guys. A lot of those guys are my boys.
Yeah, man. And, you know, they're not wrong for it.
They're not wrong for it. This is not for everybody, man. It's really tough. You have to have a really realistic approach. And you have to realize that it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not. It's really not. It's going to happen one person at a time, dude. If you're lucky.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, it's going to happen. One person, one like, one follow at a time. And it's gonna be grueling. It's going to hurt. Yeah. But if you really want it, you know, you're going to persevere and you're going to just keep going.
You just got to go get it.
Facts. Big facts.
Yeah, and I see that you're doing a lot more videos. Hence, yo, now you guys can't see this in the podcast. We're live on TuneIn. Yo, but this fool brought one, two, three cameras. Shout out to the cameraman.
Ed Vogue. We got Ed Vogue.
Ed Vogue, man.
Mass Cult Media.
This dude has tremendo setup here to just start doing a whole TV show.
I mean,
and you do this at all your shows.
I kind of do.
Yo, I went to an event because he was opening up, and I was like, shit, I get to see Ivan Rock. Yo, so I'm there with my camera. Yo, whoever he had taking pictures did not let me get a shot.
Yes.
Yo, this man housed the whole stage to himself.
I already know who that is. That's Rudy.
Bro.
That's Rudy.
Bro, this man.
Rudy's a little savage with it. A
little
bit.
Homie, just, yo, if any photographers out there got a photo of you, it was straight up by luck.
Yeah.
Because this man just took the whole show.
He hogs it up.
Big time.
I know. We used to work production together. Like, that's how we met. Because I do production and stuff. I edit and I do other things. So we met like on a job, and bro, we also went out of town together, and I just love how the guy shoots, right? And so just on some random, we were getting high, and I sold him some music, and he was like, bro, I fucking love your music. Whenever you need anything, bro, I'm there for you. I'm like, word? He's like, you don't even gotta pay me, dog. And I was like, done. Fuck, married. Married? Like, that's it. Wrapped up, man. Like, that's it. You're done. You're locked down. Verbal contracts are binding, sir. Yeah. So I put him on the team quick. Nah, but I pay him. I compensate my people. I can't just...
Yeah, you have to, man.
I have to, bro.
Get some more exclusive.
Free is expensive. Free is very expensive. Favors are expensive.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. No, but that's dope to see. That's good to hear.
Yeah, but yeah, we're grinding out here. But yes, I'm glad you saw how hard my team works.
Yes, man.
Yes, these guys are beasts.
Your team had no other choice but to show me how hard they're working.
Yeah.
Like, homie, move. He didn't move.
Sir. Sir, I am working.
Yes, but no, so are you, sir. But it's dope, man. It's good to see that kind of ambition and that kind of passion for everything, man.
Thanks, bro.
So you mentioned these three projects. What else? Who else are you working with?
Well, okay, those are the main producers that I've been working with lately. So Forest Bumps, like I said, Chris Dean, Naked Viking, Miami Beat Wave. Those are my main guys right now. I'm always accepting more. If people want to work with me, man, and I like your stuff, we can always vibe. I have no problem. But right now, those are pretty much, and myself, obviously, my beats, stuff like that. Other than that, I'm working on other projects aside from music. I'm working with my boy Shoddy. We have a podcast that we're working on.
Word.
Yeah, that's a
Yo, shout out to Shoddy.
Shout out to Shoddy. He needs to be on the show too.
Yo, I need to get him on because
facts, Popova.
No, not only that,
not for the Shoddy's
one of my favorite MCs
ever. And it's crazy that now me and him are like besties, yay! Yeah. But like before that, we started off strictly fan basis. Like I did not even know him, and I was just like, who is this savage?
Listen, when you see if Shoddy, you hear this. R.I.P. Caleb.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying,
What'd you say? What'd you say?
R.I.P. Caleb. That's all I gotta say, R.I.P.
Caleb. What is this? What is this?
You're not a fan, son.
What is this?
Because you actually put me onto him.
What's R.I.P. Caleb? What's this?
On Black Rose.
Blackest Rose? But what? Wait, what, why am I not understanding the reference, dog? Of course
Caleb.
I know.
Caleb took it. The end. Damn, why you?
Sorry, Shoddy, bro. I'm sorry, Shoddy. Whatever, Shoddy doesn't know my songs, bro. So I'm not gonna tell. I'm not even gonna let myself feel guilty for this. Like, name two of my songs, Shoddy. No, go ahead. And not the ones you produce. Go ahead, name them. Go ahead. I don't care. I'm gonna take a personal. Don't worry. Yeah. I'll wait.
So hopefully he'll name him by the time I get him on the show.
Yeah, it's not gonna know. No, he'll go on Spotify. His name some random tracks.
Yo, white boys.
Yeah, right? Yeah, easy peasy. You can't name the ones you produced. You bastard. He's a dope producer too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that? On my Confessions of a Stoner tape, this track two he produced.
Let me check it.
Check it. It's called Don't Do Drugs.
Is there another like hidden reference?
No, it's just called Don't Do Drugs.
Don't do drugs.
I swear. That's what it's called.
I guess, bro, whatever. I guess, you know, I don't know what to say to that. Confessions of a Stoner.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs, you guys. Yeah, but anyways, yeah, I gotta get him on here, man. I got Popova.
Popes. So dope.
So ill.
So dope. Nah, guys, one of the best writers. So I teamed up with him. That's his role in one of these projects we're working on.
Dope.
We'll talk about it later.
Off the air.
I'll tell you a little bit about it.
At another time and place.
Indeed.
No, but you're working with him. You got those projects going.
Yes.
Which is dope.
Yes.
What's the podcast about?
The podcast?
Movies. Screenwriting.
All music, of the above, man. Everything. Like all of our interests. Because, bro, we found ourselves always hanging out like once a week just to hang out, like schedules. Pretty much.
You might as well record it. You're already doing it.
You got it. That's pretty much exactly what it was. We realized we were having these dope conversations and we're like, I'm pretty sure people could learn from us. So
so it's going to be like an instructional podcast?
Learn from us.
I mean, this is gold. So we should record this and give it to the masses. So.
Civilization as an education.
No, we just so many times, bro, we just go on these tangents and it's like knowledge, bro. Like I don't know if you know Shoddy personally. Shoddy's a very, very, very smart cat.
Okay.
And I'm no idiot. So
I haven't said anything.
Yo, I'm just looking at Jaya. I'm just waiting for her to say something.
Nah, man, but between the two of us, we just have this dynamic, bro. And we were like, bro, we need to capture this. Like that's what we honestly, like, all the bullshit aside, all the jokes aside, we just always hang out and we just always have good stuff to talk about. We always, like, there's no topic that we won't touch on. And then we just started talking about music so much and movies so much. And we're like, bro, let's start doing like top tens. You know what I mean? Like our top 10 Bond movies and comic book movies and stuff like that. And then I realized, bro, we can do that, but let's just talk more time.
Yeah.
Because when we start trying to put it in a, like, you know, in a format and stuff like that, we saw problems. But now I feel like we're just gonna let it.
Yeah.
It's gonna let it ride. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's a mother, right? Trying to put it in a format and.
Hey, Dre, how do you feel about that?
I'll plead the fifth on this one, only because we're on air right now. But we will be having a discussion off air, so don't worry about it.
Someone call the cops.
Yeah.
I'm going to need an escort home.
So if George is missing later.
It wasn't me.
A-N-D-R-E-A. M-A-B.
J-Mob Production. Gone missing.
@05Brown_Brown.
But yeah, man, that's dope.
That's exclusive, bro.
Yeah.
Exclusive. Murder. It's murder for real.
Yo, you might be onto something, her next career move.
Murder?
Murder.
Maybe.
Murder rapper. That's it.
George is pushing it every day. I'm getting closer.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
That's
funny.
That is awesome.
But, so, yeah, I mean, we have a bunch of projects.
You're going to be hosting an event this weekend.
I am.
Well.
I'm a busy little bee. I'm a busy little bee. You know? Yeah, yo, DBD, Day by Day. Shout outs to my brethren, Leo, Unk, everybody. I know Dre is affiliated with the DBD as well.
Yes, I am.
For life.
Yes,
for life.
But yeah, I'm hosting. I'm hosting and performing a couple tracks. A little brunch, a little infused brunch action, which I am not opposed to. Big fan. You give me mimosas and some brunch.
So which one, that?
100%. Come on through, man. I got a little section. Sit in my
table. I think I'm going to go hang out with
I don't know if George is going to make it to Sunday.
Wow.
Still
you
Monday.
Heard it here first.
By the time if this podcast is uploaded, it wasn't by me.
It wasn't by me, for real. In memory of Struck, his last podcast. Whoa. Man, this is getting for real.
I think
I'm going to live stream it for you.
Oh, thanks.
From the hospital. Thanks. You'll be good watching. From the hospital bed.
I love these guys.
Wish you were here.
All right. Come on. It's not that serious.
All right. Yeah, she's not a murderer yet.
This is, what is it? I'm an accessory to my own murder.
Yeah. For real. You're instigating it. You're instigating in your own demise. It's kind of crazy.
So, this movie is over. Let's stop this little miniseries.
All right.
But, yeah, man. That's dope. Especially if you're going to do that with Shadi.
Oh, yeah, man,
that's gonna be dope.
I'm really excited about that, bro. Anything to do with that guy, bro, I'm super excited about. Bro, such a talent.
Don't you have like a screenplay?
Well, I mean, we got a little something. It's not one of the projects we're working on. I like to keep things close to the chest.
I mean, Instagram's a bitch.
It is. We're working on something. I won't tell you much about it. Okay. I'll tell you off the show. Okay. After the show, I'll give you a little more deets. For now, you can know it's called The Roll Up.
Okay.
And I'm the lead. He's the writer. We created it together. And that's all I'm going to tell you. All
right.
But yeah, you should start seeing an Instagram page and all that stuff soon.
Dope.
We're going to start promoting it and like doing little shorts and doing little commercials and stuff very soon for it.
Dope.
But that's it. That's all you hear. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you what it's about. I'm not going to tell you nothing else. That's it. That's all you get.
I know.
Shut up. God. No more exclusives.
Bro, Jay. Jay's like Miss Cleo.
Yeah, she's
here.
Like,
I know everything.
I got exclusives.
Jay, tell me, nope.
I'll never tell.
Yeah, for real. That's funny, man.
So, Ivan, can you please let everybody know, because we've been talking about all these great projects, but where can they find you on social media? Where can they find Still Dreaming?
Tell okay. Well, D-U Ivan on Instagram @DUIVAN. Still Dreaming @StillDreaming LLC. No G. Still Dreaming. Just the N. Ends at the N. LLC. You can also go to don'tunderestimateivan.com or DUIvanmusic.com. And you can find everything that is all that good stuff. videos, music, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Music, all those links, everything like that. But yeah, d.u.ivan if you want to search me on Googles. And yeah, I guess that's about all my plugs.
You got those
there.
Headphones ready?
I mean,
I'm gonna do raps.
Yo, it's about that time.
It's
bro.
About that time.
I mean,
the bars.
Normally, it's a surprise thing where I just say you owe me 16. But
yep.
One thing,
I missed it.
This time around, we try to pull that off at Dre's show on our house, and I caught you off guard. That's why I gave you a fair warning.
You did.
So this time around, I want this to happen.
It's my fault. I should always be ready. I mean, I should always have a 16 for y'all.
Damn right you should.
They should. But I write a lot of music, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I wrote something for you guys. Wrote a little something. Nothing crazy. A little light work.
So do you need...
A little light work. Nothing crazy. Nothing crazy.
Do you need a beat? You want to do a cappella?
I don't need anything. I don't like how you said need.
That word need.
How long did it take you to write? How much are we?
I don't like 30 minutes. Like 20-30 minutes.
It was on the throne.
It wasn't long. It was quick.
He was on the throne dropping down.
It was really quick. He's like, it was through text. He's like... By the way, this is your warning. You have to do 16. I'm like, okay. And I text him 30 minutes later, done. I was like, sorry, however long that text, I feel like you can look on the...
Yo, and all this time, I was like, what's he talking about? Like,
That's what I meant.
Sometime later, I was like, what's he talking
what's
about?
What's he mean? Yeah, he didn't respond, so that like, makes sense.
Now it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I was like, done. Okay, it's over. I already finished.
I was like, holy shit. Now
yeah, and then I almost forgot. And then, like, Friday, I'm like, oh shit, Monday, I gotta rap. Oh, I started like trying to practice a little bit here and there. So we'll see. Hopefully, it's not pure crap.
Let's do this.
Okay.
You got his headphones, bro?
I mean,
where am I going? Any of these?
No.
No.
No, you going acapella, bro? I don't need those.
Oh, is it acapella? Check.
You got them on. Does he have instrumentals? No.
This doesn't.
Oh, she just gave you the headphones to fuck around. Yeah,
damn, that's messed up. It's nonsense. The guy
Drea,
here.
Drea is the worst today. Like today, oh. The devil came out. Alright, done.
Alright, so what? We're just doing that? We're just
let's
going acapella? Okay,
go.
Fine.
Beatbox or something.
I'll put it over a beat later in post. I'll put it in over a beat.
In post.
Yo, raise my snare. Yo. I'm sick of suckers saying they spitting something. It's immature, I'm pretty sure. They're pathetic, piss poor, and pitiful. You got big dreams, my POV, they're minuscule. You got money to my friends, your fortune is nickels, bro. That's why I'm acting fickle, bro. Tell them kiss the D like my shirt was made out of mistletoe. I'm hot, I'm only scared of missiles, bro. Your mom's favorite, say hi to the missus, bro. But listen, bro, quit calling me when she missing, though. That's your mission now, shoulda listened, yo. Whoa. Better late than never. Wanna be a contender, you better be getting better. I'm practicing what I'm preaching, I'm after it, I'ma reach it. Y'all can watch me from the bleachers, y'all can play me if you please. Either way, I'ma beat them, either way, I'ma win. Either way, I'ma teach them, so where you wanna begin? Don't worry, I'll wait. No hurry, I'm straight. I'd love to get the practice in, the feeling would really be great. Make sure we do it before the tour, it starts September the 8th. I can't wait. Soon the world will be aware of him. Dropping knowledge, call him clumsy librarian. Ivan.
Woo!
Yeah!
Thank you, Ivan.
No problem.
That was dope. That was good.
That was just for you guys.
That's for you guys. I love
just
you.
Just for you guys. I hope you like my raps.
Shout out to everybody on the line.
I mean, I'm just thinking about...
Hello there.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, what's up?
Live.
What up, live? What up? Do you, Ivan?
Hi.
I got some okay fire.
Oh, fuck yeah. Appreciate that. Go follow me on Spotify and shit. I need it. Go follow me on Spotify, like, now. Like, seriously.
He needs stalkers.
Nah. But yeah, next time I'll come with like 4 minutes of bars.
I mean, either way.
Damn, I said it. I just like, oh shit, I just said that. Like,
yo,
Jay's gonna hold me to that. She's gonna like,
you heard it here. Four minutes
of bars. Okay, fine.
I mean, like, you're not. Like,
that was like a minute. That was like a minute and change. I mean, so I'm pretty sure I could do like four times that next time. Okay.
You're gonna have to check your watch and be like, 4 minutes. Speaking of watches, that's a nice piece. Can you tell me a little bit?
Oh, you
about
mean
it?
My handcraft creative watch? Handcraft without the vowels? Oh, you mean that? This fancy thing? Oh. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Shout out to Handcraft. Shout out to Ink Pro, Rudy Mage, my brethren. Holla, holla, man.
Rudy.
I'm repping your stuff. Heavy duty.
Awesome. Awesome.
Always.
I mean, this has been really interesting.
Has it?
It's been a lot of fun, man. I gotta
interesting
say,
is an interesting word, you know?
I mean,
that's usually what people say when they don't want to say it's like good or bad. So it's just interesting.
Interesting.
Apparently the person that points that out is really, really evil.
Oh. I heard that.
I almost died right now. Did you see that? Yo. You know the memes that say a Latina will kill you?
Done.
You got it on film, son.
Yeah.
You got it on film.
I'm about to be on Snap.
Yo, for real. First 48 up in this piece.
I'll definitely be on.
I just came for an interview. I just came for
Unsolved Mysteries,
around.
Bro. Just, bring that back.
God. Yeah, they're gonna have me. They're gonna have me in the. Yo, I was just in an interview. I thought they were playing, man. I thought it was dynamic. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, shit. Andrea Mavares. M A V A R E S.
Thanks, Ivan Nodal.
That is her.
Yo, let's just cut it off right here, man. This is
all right, guys. I think this is a wrap for today.
But I have to say, man, thank you very much to Ivan for coming out.
Hey, bro.
Man, thank you for coming out with the cameras. Bro, look, this is a whole fucking production.
All three are later. Camera one.
Camera one, two, and three. Boom. And I mean, like, this is always a movie with Ivan. If he's coming to your town, check him out. If you got Spotify, any platform you listen to music, check them out. It's dope music. Drea, anything to say?
I say this all the time, and I've said this to you both off and on air. George and I always talk about this too. I think that you're a prime example of what an artist should definitely be, especially artist who represents Miami. We've seen your hustle for many, many years. We've seen your growth. And that's something that we're very proud of to have in our city. So we hope to definitely see more of you, and you have all of our love and blessings.
Thank you so much, guys. Always a pleasure to come here. That was from the heart. You should write greeting cards. I mean, I have goose pimples, and I'm tearing up.
Yo, I'm scared for my life. Yo,
how did she switch? Has she go from evil Mav to like nurturing, loving Mav? Like, yo, and now she's back to evil. Like, she's went right back.
What's this movie with the split personalities?
Split.
I am
for the record.
Yo. You know, this is the first time Ed comes in here, right? And he must be like, yo,
that's
are
right,
you guys
that's
serious?
Oh, that's right, I bought Rudy twice. That's
yo,
right.
But let me tell y'all, now, so where can we find you online?
DUIvanmusic.com. Don't underestimate Ivan.com. Instagram, DUIvan. Twitter, DUIvan305. Come talk to me. I'd love to meet you guys. You know, come listen to my stuff. I hope it helps.
Dope. And man, you guys are more than welcome to come out anytime to the studio, man.
For sure.
Whatever
bro.
Your question, just give me forewarning. Absolutely. Just bring the arsenal of cameras.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure you got cameras hidden somewhere you could put.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
I have the body cam on.
I have the body cam, guys. That's what I do.
We actually also want to take this time to give Will a very special shout out.
Oh yeah, where's Will? I thought he was gonna be here.
We always think he's going to yeah, no, he's here in spirit.
He's
the man is busy,
spirit.
Man. I got a shout out. Yeah, we got always got a shout out, Will.
For
he's
sure.
He's the main photographer, he's a firefighter. He's our local hero. Mm-hmm. So
I saw him at the Revolution show. He went.
Yeah,
up.
He's a beast.
Yeah,
he's a beast with that camera, man.
He took some good. He took some good shots.
Yeah. So he you know, he say he's hanging out with Rick Ross, like he's all gravy, cool and Dre, yet to load or not. But for the most part, the homie's staying busy, which is all we ask him to do. This is what we do. So we're going to shout him out. If you want to follow him on the gram, it's LMG underscore.
I don't know what it is anymore.
No, I got it.
Is it every freaking
week? He hasn't changed it. He hasn't changed it this time. It's LMG underscore Willie.
Is it LMG? Yeah, it's LMG. Live say.
We'll figure it out. Hit us up on the gram.
We're going to put it.
LSMG. LMG
underscore Willie. Let's look. No, bro. Listen.
Hold
listen.
On,
we don't got time.
Hold on.
I'll tell you right now. I just uploaded
guessing?
The.
We
the
all
podcast.
Have phones. Like, why are we guessing? It's 2018. Stop it.
So I'll tell you right now.
Internet at your fingertips.
Yeah, it's LMG.
LMG
underscore
Willie.
Willie.
Two L's.
Two L's.
And a Y or an I?
I
know
why.
Okay.
It's a Y.
Add letters.
It's the Y.
It's Willie with a Y.
Oh, see, I would have spelled it IE.
You see?
Manda binga.
You see?
What's going on here, guys? But for the most part, if you need to follow us, it's at 305 Radio on the gram. You can follow me at 305 Magazine. Every single social media platform you could ponder or come up with, I'm on there. Drea, 305 underscore Brownie. And at Draymov Productions.
That's right.
That's right. Woo! You want to follow me? My personal one is at Struck305. And
yay!
Thanks. Where can we find you, bro?
Mass Cult Media.
Mass Cult Media. Ed Vogt Media on Instagram.
And I would also like to make a special announcement.
Here we go.
Now I have several announcements. So first and foremost, we're going to have the Wynwood Monthly at our house, which is coming up next right here on MiamiUndergroundRadio.com. They've been very, very supportive of our movement and a lot of the different movements going on within our community, especially in Wynwood. And they're celebrating their one-year anniversary, so we're very excited to have them in here.
Awesome.
Tonight is Monday, which means G5 Take Flight Mondays with DBD and friends. You definitely don't want to miss that. Got a lot of special guests and a lot of drink specials to get your week going off right. We also have Secret Sundays Brunch this Sunday, August 26th, over at District 3 Bar and Grill. D.U. Ivan will be performing and hosting, so make sure you guys come through and catch a vibe. You already know what the deal is with DBD. And George, would you like to tell everybody where else they can find 305 Radio?
On Spotify. I mean, I'm really excited about it, man. We finally got on Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Deezer, Google Play. We're everywhere, which
just
is
Google
great.
Us.
Just Google 305 Radio, you'll find us. We're everywhere, thank God. And, I mean,
congratulations on that.
Thank you very much, bro. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yo, Ivan is episode 20. Episode 20. Really happy to have
you
on here.
Who would have thought this is going to be a great ending for 305 Radio, isn't it?
Girl? What you mean ending?
Ending?
What you mean ending? What you mean? Ending of the show today? Someone didn't die?
I'm confused.
I was like, what you mean ending?
I'm just kidding, guy.
It's like, wait, what?
Yo, I for real thought I was about to get murdered. So.
Hey, a canceled mission. Man,
we're canceling the show really early. But we do have things in the works, so that is a different world.
Stay tuned, everybody. But thank you so much for joining us here on MiamiUndergroundRadio.com. You can catch 305 Radio, part of 305 Magazine, right here every Monday night. We go live at 8 p.m., followed by Our House, so stay tuned. Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.